This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the India-Russia ties will see further strengthening in the coming years. During his meeting with the Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow today, Mr. Modi said in about 10 years they have met 17 times and in the last 25 years they held around 22 bilateral meetings. The Prime Minister said it reflects the depth of the relations. He said for the last 40-50 years, India is a victim of terrorism. The Prime Minister said the world has been facing multiple challenges in the last 5 years, first due to COVID-19 pandemic and after that because of various conflicts. Mr. Modi hailed India-Russia cooperation, saying it has helped the Indian farmers and the Indian consumers. The Prime Minister said when the world was facing the challenge of fuel, Russia's support helped India in fulfilling the petrol and diesel requirements of the common man. He said the world should accept that India-Russia agreement regarding fuel played a big role in bringing stability to the international market. On the second day of his Russia visit, the Prime Minister first interacted with the Indian community, then laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Kremlin, and thereafter visited the All Russian Exhibition Center in Moscow. He was accompanied by the Russian President Vladimir Putin. Later in the evening, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was honored with Russia's most prestigious civilian honor, the Order of St. Andrew the Apostle. President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, presented the award to Mr. Modi. The award recognizes Prime Minister Modi's distinguished contribution to developing a privileged strategic partnership between Russia and India and fostering friendly ties between the two countries. The award was established in 1698 by Tsar Peter the Great in honor of St. Andrew, the first apostle and patron saint of Russia. By-elections to 4 assembly seats in West Bengal will be held tomorrow. The seats are Raiganj, Ranaghat Dakshin, Bagra and Maniktala. Political fate of 35 candidates will be decided in the by-polls. Voting will be held at 1,097 booths. 70 companies of central forces is being deployed in the by-election. The main fight is between Trinamool Congress and the BJP. Counting is on 13th of July. The BJP has appointed Mohan Lal Badoli as the Haryana Party President. The appointment made by BJP National President JP Nadda comes just months ahead of the assembly polls scheduled to be held in the state later this year. Mr. Badoli is presently the MLA from Rai Assembly constituency in Sonipat district. The centre today extended the ban on pro-Khalistani fringe group Sikhs for Justice by another 5 years. The action has been taken under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. A government notification said the organisation has been indulging in activities which are prejudicial to the integrity and security of the country. Union Minister of Power, Housing and Urban Affairs, Manohar Lal, has said the centre is committed to helping the flood-affected people of Assam. He was talking to media persons after chairing review meetings of power and urban ministers from the Northeast region states. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will soon announce a package for the relief and rehabilitation of flood-hit Assam. Meanwhile, several parts of Bihar have been witnessing heavy to very heavy rainfall for the last 24 hours. On the other hand, weather has improved in Mumbai today, a day after normal life was disrupted due to heavy rains. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of central, northeast and east India during the next 4 days. The sales of Khadi and Village Industries products has crossed 1,55,000 crore rupees for the first time in 2023-24. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, the chairman of the Khadi and Village Industries Commission, Manoj Kumar, said in 2013-14, the sales of Khadi products was around 31,000 crore rupees. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, KVIC has set a new record in production, sales and new employment generation. In women's cricket, India has won the toss and opted to bowl against South Africa in the third and final T20 International in Chennai. South African women are currently leading the series 1-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.